Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Greetings, everyone. My name is Dr. Betty Speaks. As you know, I am your lifetime imprint leader. I'm extremely passionate about empowering individuals to resurrect and establish themselves through the four components of life. That's right. Most of you that know me know that those four components of life begins with your spiritual growth, financial literacy, personal development, and professional development. You know that I am your chosen warrior. That's right, your chosen warrior who inspires others to create an imprint that will live on long after they are gone. And most of you know that my favorite word is life, a life change now. Life, live intentionally for eternity. That's what this show is all about, living intentionally for eternity, talking to those that have gone through life with challenges, overcoming those challenges. You'll hear more about that later. And I hold virtually group and family workshops by leaving an imprint, like I said, that will help you understand the importance of rising above your life encounters and how you should start facilitating simple things into your life just by getting rid of those things that stress, that leaves a plague, or that even plagues your current situation or our nation for that matter right now. Today, I have a phenomenal guest that's with me. We met just briefly, and I promise you when you hear her life story, when you see what she's doing with that story and how she's changing lives like yours and mine, just by telling her story today. I know you guys are always saying, you always have these females coming on here with these powerful stories. I have to thank you for tuning in to Overcoming Battle for this reason, because this is an intentional, motivational, plus inspirational show that's filled with wisdom that will awaken your hope, your ambition, your faith, and inner strength. Yes. And your inner strength that will cover a variety of genuine life-changing topics, such as the topic you will hear from my guest today. These topics are designed to encourage our listeners that are worldwide with the knowledge that strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming those things you once thought you couldn't. She's going to tell you that. Overcoming things you once thought you couldn't. So thank you again for tuning in, because you're going to be listening to nothing but the stone cold truth again today. If you're lacking in motivation right now to the point that is keeping you stuck in life, guess what? The only person standing in your way is you. You. So I'm going to move out my way right now. Honestly, I'm going to just step aside and ask my guest if she's still there. And she's going to tell you who she is and where she's hailed from. And then we'll start off from there. Guest, are you still there?
Yes, I am. I am here.
Yeah.
And I'm here to motivate. I am T.B. Lewis. I'm the author of In the Midnight Hour. I am a playwright. It came by happenstance, like I met you by happenstance, just walked up on each other. And so we know it's designed by God. I'm here to motivate that the things that you're born into don't mean they will define you. I am a survivor of pneumococcal meningitis. I'm a nurse, just so many things. Mother of three Black men, wife, just so many things. But with my book, I began writing it in 2011. I had a brother that was shot in the chest, and I knew it was time to spill my guts, to say to people and give example of how you can escape a life that you were born into. I was born, my parents were major drug dealers in the area. They and you know what comes with that, mm-hmm. you know, and I was a child that was breeded into that type of existence. Mm-hmm. But at this point in my life, you can't smell it. You can't tell. I was able, by the grace of God, to become a professional woman. And I believe that is not easy. I have to tell people it's not easy to live where you came from, leave or live beyond where you came from, because you love the people that are there. So In the Midnight Hour tells of a nurse as she's taking care of patients. She wondered why nobody could come and save her or you know, yes. stop her heart from ailing. And she goes back into her childhood, which is a testimonial. And it's not cut, it's raw. Mm. It shows the real testimony. It has the words that were said to her, the things that were done to her in the play. And then at the end, you see the testimony, but while it's going on in this play, you feel it. People will cry, they will laugh, they will pray for not only this little girl, but people that are probably going through what she went through. Wow. And, you know, to survive so much trauma is just just heartbreaking for some, but it's resilience that takes people to another place. Mm. He thrives with you, and you got to keep walking. I tell people, you got to keep walking. You got to keep talking. You got to know who you have planted around you, because sometimes you can't pray for yourself.
Yes. Yes.
Others have to pray for you. Yeah.
I love that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And so the play is going to be at the Yount Center in Fountain Inn, South Carolina, on October 28th. Come out and see it. It will be life-changing for some. Some people, one of my neighbors read the book years ago, and she had not talked to her mother in like 2 or 3 years. She had so much, anger towards her mom.
Yes.
And after reading this book, she said, "Honey, I did not go through anything." And she called her mom, in which they were able to rebuild their relationship, talk through what was going on. Because the very ones that were appointed to love us and do the things they should do, sometimes didn't know how to do it.
Yes.
They did the best they could, but they didn't know how.
I love that. I want to just say that I want to reiterate on some things you just shared with us, because this showing that you are speaking of, it airs in Fountain Inn, South Carolina, on Saturday, October 28th.
Yes.
At 6:30 p.m. And this is in the year of 2023, by the way. So and the show is In the Midnight Hour.
Yes.
In the Midnight Hour. And it does say it's by TB Lewis Production. So I honestly, and I've had plenty of guests on that speak on the subjects that you're speaking on. But this showing will take place at Yount Center off of 315 North Main Street in Fountain Inn, South Carolina. And from my understanding, VIP tickets are already sold out. Includes dinner and the premiere of this premiere seatings. So those tickets are already sold out. And you have here that one can purchase tickets at youngcenter.org. www.youngcenter.org is where one can purchase tickets from. And again, this movie is based on on, from my understanding, your life story.
Yes.
And some challenges that you had to overcome in
yes.
your life story based on what your parents chose to do with their
yes.
life and how their choices impact your life, and then things that took place with your brother. So
yes.
you were just inundated with other people's sins, you know,
mm-hmm.
That impact your life. And I put it that way because a lot of us, you know, and I say us, we encounter the sins of others and we think that their sins should be our sins. We think mm-hmm. that their sins are the choices that we have to make in our lives. And sometimes, and I'm glad you said that, because I'm looking at conversations that I had just last evening with mm-hmm. the young lady that you saw me with. And as I am, you didn't even know that I was mentoring her, but I'm telling her that the sins that your mother did are not your sin.
It's not your sin.
They are not. So I haven't even read the book, but it is on Amazon and I mm-hmm. do plan to read it. I'm investing in that book today so I could do, like you said, prior to our coming on the call, that so many people have already read the book, people that mm-hmm. have gone through the same type of trauma that you
yes.
went through, and how it has blessed them, and they
blessed them.
they are waiting to see the show, and I'm grateful that VIP seatings are already sold out and the other mm-hmm. seatings are selling out as well. And the location that you chose is a phenomenal location to host this event at
mm-hmm.
that you're having. What I don't even know your age, but you're beautiful. I can see that. Others can't see you, but I see you. What was your motivation? What was your motivation that said, I have to produce this? What motivated you?
Well, what motivated me is, after reading a book, one young lady in our church came up to me and said, Miss Lewis, can I write a play on that? And I said, sure. And then COVID hit, and 2 years later, then another person came up and asked me that. Then I said, I already have somebody that asked, because my word is my bond. That's mm-hmm. just who I am. That's how I'm built. And so I asked her to go ahead and write, and I'm going to pay you, and et cetera. And then somebody came up to me and said, I want you to, you know, the person that asked me the second time said, I'll fund that. If you get a play, I'll fund it. And it just all came together. And we did that in Charlotte.
Wow.
The house was packed.
Mm.
And I mean, people are coming from here to Fountain Inn, an hour and a half away, to see it again. That's how it impacted them. And so I wanted to go home before we take it to Augusta, because I'm from the Greenville area. I said, I want to go home. I was discouraged by brand builders and all these people. No, you can't go home. Home has to be the last. I said, no, I want to go home because it's going to be the first for me.
Mm.
And so we went to the Yount Center, beautiful facility. First place I visited, I said, this is it. And in 8 weeks, we're ready to do it. We're ready to rumble. We're
wow.
ready to bring what God wants to bring to that area.
Yes, yes. So let me ask you. So I remember when Tyler Perry, of course, you know Tyler Perry, right?
Yes.
Yes. I remember that when he started out, and I remember going to some of his first movies. I thought they were amazing, you know,
mm-hmm.
and he thought that not as many people showed up as I wanted to show up.
Mm-hmm.
How do you relate your story to some of the stories that even Tyler Perry has to share that are actually true stories, but
mm-hmm.
he, you know, they don't necessarily impact lives the way well maybe they do, but yours go more in depth. How do you relate yourself to the his stories that he's sharing to our audience?
For me, if I touch one person, it's enough. If one person's sitting in that audience, and when they leave, something's changed. Even their inner child.
Yes.
Because a lot of people there, because we don't want to, we really, in today's society, you can't bring a 14-year-old into what's going to take place in there. Because, you know, it's, quote, not true. But at 14, I needed that. I would have needed what we're going to say and do in there. But I just want, being a nurse, as they we talk about second intention healing, we do sutures on the outside. And sometimes the infection can still be on the inside.
Come on with
as
it now.
Human beings. Yes. But we need to do second intention healing. Don't put those sutures on there.
Yes.
Heal from the inside, and then you get a complete healing.
I love
so
that.
So this is what we're being so transparent in our play and in my book, that people can be transparent with themselves. It's not about me. It's about God letting the transparency come out in others. Because oh, you wouldn't believe the people that has shared with me their obstacles. Some women are led to share that their own their biological daddies did things to them in the middle of the night. You can imagine what that is. I'm just not going to say it, but and their mothers laid on the other side of the room, you know, and that's hard to share with somebody. But because of the transparency, they were able to lay their burdens down. And I can refer them to therapeutic means to get that off of them. You know what I mean? To help them deal with it. But I think that healing is what I was assigned to do. You know, I thought, oh, ma'am.
Yes, I agree with you. Yes, I honestly agree because that is definitely, if one can't heal themselves, then they will definitely need something to tether with, something or someone that they can agree to. As I said, it was a God sent that you came in just as bubbly as ever and introduced yourself and said you gotta come see this. So you were self-promoting your event, and I love that, you know, because some people wait on others to do, and it's like it's like when you give your life to Christ, I gotta share my story with you, how my life has changed now, because before, when I was 14 years old, I didn't have anyone to share with. I couldn't share with anyone. I couldn't talk about it. I didn't even know. I knew it was wrong, but my mom's allowed it. You know, Dad allowed it. They allowed it. So who do I share with if it was allowed? Now I could say no. It was wrong. If you know that it's going on in your area, if it's going on in your home, know that it's wrong. What did you give it the title? In the midnight hour.
Well, my cousin is a publisher, and she and I worked on this book together over a weekend, line by line, story by story, and it was like blessed by what's his name? Fred Hammond was on. She was taking me back to, you know, to the airport or whatever, and it came on. And it said, in the midnight hour, God's going to turn it around.
And we said, that's it. Turn it around.
Turn it around. And he had, in my circumstance, you know, over the years, turned it around. And we went for it. We both were like, that's it, you know. And it stayed and it stuck. And just know to hold on, because after the midnight hour is another day.
It really is.
Even if you feel suicidal, hold on. It's another day, another walk, another talk. Just, you know, and we have to push that in people. Because we, in, even in the play, we talk about me as a child wanted, you know, in the circumstance you'll see, suicidal. Because of the abuse and physical and mental abuse. And yet, because my grandmother implanted in me spiritual things the first 10 years of my life, I was able to reach back. Even if some things aren't biblical, like you'll go to hell if you kill yourself because you can't ask for forgiveness, it came up. But it helped me when I was thinking about taking Tylenol as a young girl to kill myself to make my mother and my stepfather feel better. It said, no, mom said, if you take that stuff, you gonna go to hell.
Wow.
You know.
Well, I want you to know. Yes, I want you to know that I am so proud of you. I just got my warning that we have for our time here, but I'm very proud of you. We have to come back again, because now that I know that you are healed, because you are here today, and I just want to share with our audience, that I can tell you that this young lady is healed. You can hear it in her voice. It's in her spirit. There's a the reason I love my show that and my site that you went to, A Life Change Now, is because, and you see that now is capitalized, capital N-O-W. There's no other way. It's time for a new opportunity window. And you have to start now, you know,
because
there's no other way for that person to change. It's okay for that teenager, that 12-year-old, 13-year-old, 14-year-old to scream out to help. Go tell a nurse, tell someone. It's what my sister is saying today. Don't think that because mama or daddy threatens you, you better not tell anyone, means you can't tell anyone. I wouldn't even come back home if I were them in today's era. It's a new era. I'm going to let you give me a couple of more minutes before I close this out, because I want you to share with them how important it is to be motivated to speak out.
I think if you have a testimonial and God has brought you out, you can't take it to the grave. It does no good in the grave. You've got to tell people your story and be transparent. You don't have to go and blast it out. But when you see a person that's in need of your testimony and to say it's going to be okay, please share it. Please share it. Just say, sweetie, I've been there. You could say, I've had 30 children out of wedlock, but you'll be okay. Just hold on. Trust God. It's going to be okay. Because we don't have the big mamas. We don't have the nanas or the grandmamas. We could go lay our heads on their laps and they tell us that. So we all need to be transparent so things can change in our culture, in this world. Just let God use you.
Yes.
Let him use you. In that, and don't be ashamed, let it go, because it's your past, but it's their future.
I love that. So where can we get your book again?
You can get it if you come to the play. I'll have them there for $14, and you know, if somebody needs to be blessed with it and they don't have the money when they come to the play, believe me, I will bless you with it.
Wow.
I just want the story told. And you can get it on Amazon.com in the midnight hour. And make sure it's in the midnight. It has two women on there. One little girl with the afro, because it's a million in the midnight hours. And it's by T.B. Lewis. Because you got to look. Because a lot of people buy a book and say, Ternita, I got it. And it's not yours. I'm sorry, but you know. You know, make sure you get the right one.
Yes. Well, listen, I want our audience to know it is indeed a pleasure that I had the opportunity to meet this beautiful woman that's involved in producing her own play, her own move, her own book. Can't wait till it becomes a live movie. I know that it will, and I prophesize that on her right
Thank
now
you.
In the name of Jesus. It is so.
And I receive it.
Yes. So again, you've been listening to Overcoming Battles by Being Strong and Courageous. I'm going to have Miss Lewis back on our show so she can give you a smidge more of what's going on in her life and how successful her movement is, because there are those little girls and sometimes little boys too that need an angel like her in their life to say how I got over. So you need to overcome this battle as well. Don't think for a moment that you are alone. Reach out to me, bettyspeaks.com. Leave a message if you have enjoyed what you've heard today, or if you want to know more about where you can find Miss Lewis, her book, and what city her play is being revealed in. Again, my name is Dr. Betty Speaks. It has been a pleasure hosting our guest here, Miss Lewis, on Overcoming Battles by Being Strong and Courageous. It's time for you to change your life now.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.